This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The new session of the Illinois General Assembly was sworn in Wednesday. Republican Jill Tracy of Quincy was among those taking office. She ran unopposed to fill the Senate seat, left vacant by retiring Democrat John Sullivan of Rushville. This won't be Jill Tracy's first time working at the State House. She previously served as the 94th District Representative. She left the office in 2015 to run for Lieutenant Governor as part of Kirk Dillard's failed bid for governor. Tracy's district covers 11 counties in West Central Illinois. Some of the region overlaps into what was once Tracy's House district. Tracy spoke with Tri-State's Public Radio on her way from Quincy to Springfield. She says she's looking forward to life in the Senate chamber. Tracy says the first priority will be to end Illinois' ongoing budget impasse by passing a bipartisan spending plan. After that, Tracy says she hopes to reintroduce business-friendly legislation she worked on while a representative.
I pulled out my legislation that I had worked when I was in the House, and much of it was geared towards items that I believe would stem economic growth, especially in the rural areas when you visit with small businesses and learn from them as to what is keeping their businesses from growing or expanding, and much of it related to tort reform, workman's compensation reform, unemployment insurance reforms. So I am going to refurbish much of that legislation. Primarily, it's the causation factor that is critical to real workman's compensation reform in Illinois. And even the Illinois Attorney General acknowledges that the workman's compensation claims in the state will only continue to rise and be more expensive for the state until we address the causation factor. So that was one of the things I'd worked on while in the House and that I plan to continue working on, and also areas of unemployment insurance rates and, for instance, misconduct on the job and not being able to be competitive with neighboring states. We want to be fair to employees, but likewise, we want employers to have a competitive advantage with other states, and that will want them to come to Illinois, invest in Illinois, and bring the jobs that we need back in Illinois.
And when you talk about refurbishing legislation, obviously these were things that did not come to fruition during your time in the House. Do you think that they're going to be more popular proposals this time around?
I do. I think that we've watched too many jobs leave Illinois, and the population decline in Illinois has also indicated that we have some real crises in Illinois that need to be addressed, and we cannot do business as we've done it in the past. It just hasn't worked, and we need to consider these new reforms. And yes, I think certainly with a Republican governor, I do believe that there is some positive outcomes that we can have with the type of legislation I mentioned.
And when you talk about business-friendly proposals, you have an interesting perspective on that, having you and your family being involved with Dot Foods. How has business been? We hear about companies, like you said, that are interested in leaving the state because they don't feel Illinois is doing enough for them.
Well, you know, it is interesting. My husband is the general counsel for Dot Foods, and he also was the one that developed the operations in the other states. And they have at least 10 other operations in various states. And it gave me a very good glimpse of how Illinois fares and how we compete. So, yes, that has given me a keen insight. And that's why I feel so passionately that we have got to make Illinois competitive again. It can be done. And we just need quality jobs. And certainly, West Central Illinois is rural. We've got to get that natural revenue growth so we can have quality education funding and we can also have quality infrastructure. It's critical for us in the 47th District because so many people commute to their jobs. And for safety and just the logistics of getting 40 miles to a job, it's critical.
As far as higher education goes, Western Illinois is in your district. You mentioned that you would like to see them receive state aid at what level?
Well, I mean, you know, certainly I think Western has done a good job of making their budgets as lean as possible. We also have community colleges in this district, and I've seen them also tighten the belts and make it themselves as lean as they could. And when we don't fund higher education, we're causing tuition and fees to go up for our students, and we're losing students to neighboring states. And that's a really sad dilemma, because then you lose that young group that will be our future for Illinois. So, and, you know, we see a great deal of employment that comes out of Western Illinois University and our community colleges. So, you know, a problem with not funding them and allowing them to grow as they should and provide that quality secondary education that we used to have in Illinois. If we make higher education affordable, then you don't have to worry and rely so much on student aid. And what we need is education that's affordable like it used to be. When I went to law school, the fees and the tuition were so much lower than they are now in Illinois. And I was raised in a middle-class family, and it's just very disheartening to me to see that families cannot afford to send their kids to college and pay for it without the high student loans.
That is Republican Jill Tracy, who will serve a two-year term in the Illinois Senate representing the 47th District. Tracy says she plans to keep mobile office hours throughout her district, but she says given state budget constraints, she will not have a permanent district office of her own. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-States Public Radio News.